Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome once again, everybody, to another episode of the Dave Holly Hour. Guess who I am? Oh, you are so smart. Yeah, I know. The marketing team, they had a limited budget, so we came up with the Dave Holly Hour. We also get to call it Weekend Eve because we come out on Thursday. We salute Weekend Eve, and we're going to do that in just a little bit as well. But I want to tell you what this show is about, if you didn't catch it from the fine opening, that Mr. Zach Dresch, one of the funny guys and also the flu bug for the state of South Dakota, happened to tell you what we do. We talk to the creatives. We talk to the entertainers. We even talk to newscasters today. We're going to be honored to have two-thirds of the Dakota News Now morning show team. Eric Thorstensen was not able to join us the morning that we had our conversation because he was feeling under the weather, but Vanessa Gomez and Aaron Doudna were, and we had a blast. That is coming up now. I said Weekend Eve. Sure enough, let's give it a toast.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day, and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
I don't know if this is party material, but it just was something I thought of while enjoying a beverage. Last weekend, we have a very small yard. It gets the weed eater treatment, really. We can't mow, per se. But we enjoy it. But we also enjoy the fact that our neighbors mow their yards. And this toast for this weekend eve goes to that lovely aroma of freshly cut grass. Oh, makes you know that the spring is here, at least to the point where the neighbors are mowing. Then, of course, you mix that in with people sitting out on their patios, having the bevy of their choice, also, grilling and so forth. So all that just made for another toast that we had to have for this weekend eve. Yes, weekend eve is when everything comes to a start. In fact, it will be a semi-busy weekend for moi, not the typical like we've had over the past few where it's been... Oh, at one point, we had the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we were doing things, and then still went to more entertainments on Sunday. So a little bit of a rest for us, but, I was having a beverage in, my typical, Jack Daniel's Diet Coke with a lime, as I better known to me as Jasper Newton. But then that was sitting outside. Well, the other day it got a little warm and my wife and I were out and about on a Saturday and we decided that we were going to head on over to the Alpine, grab a burger and a couple of bevvies. And that led to our weekly thing that we do and like to call
Honorable Mention,
where we give a shout out to someone, something that... made me go, that was kind of cool, wasn't it? And occasionally it's even a little, tear of joy or something, but that wasn't it this time. If we'd have stayed longer, maybe it would have become tears of laughter. I was facing away from a table of, shall we say, probably mostly retired ladies that came in on a Saturday afternoon. And so Miss Carrie's able to look at them, and I can see her smirking from time to time. The conversation got a little more fun, the more beer and cocktails that they had. And as I said, you know, they were probably of retirement age. Oh, but if their grandchildren could have heard some of that conversation. Now, I have bad hearing, and I caught a great deal of it. So do the unnamed group of ladies that made their way to the Alpine last Saturday. Congratulations, you are this week's winner of the coveted Dave Holly Hour honorable mention. Coming up next, Vanessa Gomez, Aaron Doudna from Dakota News Now on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
With him, every day is a holy day. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everybody. I tell you what, you know, we've had some great guests on this show. I have been wanting to have these people on for a long time. But I was able to keep track of their kind of COVID cautiousness throughout the pandemic. And remember, that is the correct pronunciation of the word. It's the pandemic. And I would see them every morning, actually, because I watch Dakota News Now. And here with us today from the Dakota News Now morning team, Vanessa Gomez and Aaron Doudna. Good morning to the two of you.
Whoop, whoop. Good morning.
Good morning. You flatter us so much. Thank you.
Well, we and my wife told me not to mention this part.
Uh-oh.
We actually have smart bulbs in our home.
Yep.
And we've given them names. Yeah.
Oh, is mine the dimmest?
I knew you'd probably be the one to come up with that.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we play it pretty equally. We don't have one for Thor yet, but notice he didn't show up today for this. Took a day off work.
He's a little under the weather.
Oh,
I guess
my.
We can give him that credit.
Okay. Yeah. If that's the case, we're fine with it. But this allows us to talk behind his back, too.
Oh, we do that constantly via text message anyway, so.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is the fact that your show, first of all, in the morning is great. We love it. You know, we're regular watchers Monday through Friday. But also the fact that, you know, it's a fun show, despite that, you know, there may be some serious news you throw in there from time to time. But, you know, news has changed so much from when I first got into it 35 years ago. And, you know, there was no such thing as Twitter. There was no such thing as Facebook. We didn't have an internet yet. Hardly anybody even had a computer to type their script on or anything. But it's been fun to see how, and part of me doesn't like it because I was so old-fashioned in news that, you know, it was like, oh, why are they doing, is this really news? But it is. It entertainment has become a huge part of news. Vanessa, when you first started, you know, tell us what were things that you didn't talk about back then that you do now.
Oh, man, so much. I would say a lot of it has to do with social media, and you pretty much are a personality. And as a journalist, of course, you never lose that in news where you have to have the facts, and that always stays the same. But people are tuning into a newscast for the personality, whoever, how that person delivers the news. So I don't necessarily know if things have changed since I've been in the business, mm-hmm. because... or things that we talk about, because I've been in it just about 5 years now. So in college, social media was a big topic. Part of my major was digital journalism, so it was a big thing. But I would say that it's continuously evolving, and every day it's something different, and it seems like there's another social media app that we're having to learn and things like that. So have things changed since you've been in it, Aaron?
Well, I mean, I've only been in it couple years longer than you, and I had a hiatus in there too. So I think you really kind of hit the nail on the head, is that social media is kind of a big driving factor behind a lot of the things that we do, because even whenever I was in college, just they were just beginning to push like Twitter and Facebook as mediums to get out and use those platforms to your advantage for your journalistic stories and opportunities. And so, yeah, social media has just really been driving things lately. I still refuse to get on and learn TikTok. I just refuse to. I refuse to.
Okay. We got a fist bump on that one, right, that's there. For sure. Whew, I have a tough enough time with Snapchat, but at least I get to see, you know, videos of the grandkids on that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll look at that for that purpose only. You know, it's interesting that you talk about, especially Twitter. You know, that was the one, you know, originally when, you know, the internet came out and you would have all these organizations and celebrities and so forth would have websites. Well, you could pretty well trust that whatever would come off of that would be newsworthy if you were using it for a source. But then, you know, when Twitter comes along, and I asked my nephew, I said, what's the difference between Twitter and Facebook? And he gave me a little, you know, quick tutorial on it. I thought, well, still, you know, what would be the point? But I guess the thing that I'm seeing now, you know, because I remember when it first started then, and I heard a national broadcaster say, according to Twitter, on their Twitter feed and so forth, I'm like, you're using that as a source? I was very surprised, but, you know, now it's so common. And I guess the thing that I notice is that's where, let's take a celebrity or somebody in the news, you know, big news and so forth, even locally, is that that seems to be the place where they'll make a statement. You know, Facebook might, they might put in a political thing and then they say, if you don't like it, unfriend me. But, you know, that's mostly, you know, hey, showing off pictures of the grandkids and stuff we did. But Twitter seems to be the spot now where it's like, okay, you know, Major League Baseball says that they're not going to let people in the stands this year, something like that. And then it explodes.
Twitter is a lot of reaction-based things. So if you want a reaction from a certain person on a certain subject, then go to their Twitter feed. Because, for example, let's say the mayor of any city or even the president of the United States, if something is controversial or has just broken the news, then go to their Twitter feed and see how they're reacting to it. And it's absolutely newsworthy. And a lot of the times you'd use that in a newscast or on your own social media accounts because it's real-time information, mm-hmm. which that is what people want now, is real-time information. And that's why they're following you as a journalist or just as someone on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, is because they want the information that you're providing. So that's constantly, for me, that's in the back of my head, you know, is this going to be beneficial for my followers? Do they care about this? And sometimes it's just for my own fun. I'll post different things. But yeah, it's beneficial. It's a double-edged sword because right. It's very beneficial for us as journalists to have that real time from public figures. You don't have to call them and maybe wait for a phone call back for a few hours or the next day. If they've already tweeted it, then you can just grab it from Twitter. But it also makes our job harder because people are constantly critiquing us. Well, why didn't you have this in the news? The person talked about it 30 minutes ago, and you're thinking, well, 30 minutes ago, okay, or 5 minutes ago. It's we're human.
Right. And the other thing is, has it made your job 24 hours now because of that?
Yeah, I'd say in a way, just because now you're really keeping your eyes peeled to social media just to make sure that you're still up to date on everything, whether it's about a certain news topic or, like, for me, more so it's geared towards weather events. And like, we had those severe storms in Mississippi somewhat recently. So I'm trying to keep tabs on that in order to make sure that I know what's going on so we can talk about that on the morning show. And then there's just sometimes, like you said, it's very reactionary because there are just times, you know, like, you know, I think it was last week that Adam Schefter tweeted that the Chiefs made a, you know, huge trade for a left tackle. And I was just like, I love this. Yeah. And then you were talking about how you're really thinking about, like, what you post. And I'm just like, I just post what I post. Like, I'm not going to be controversial about anything. But if it's, you know, sports or weather related, it's going up on Twitter.
Well, first of all, kudos to you. I think that the especially the TV meteorologist has one of the most difficult jobs. Because there's the people that say, well, yeah, you know, you can be wrong half the time and still keep your job. But
we
then,
love those.
Yeah, my favorite.
That's for sure. But then the other part is, you know, you have so many things that you have to keep track of, and you've also, you know, talk about real time anymore. You know, it used to be we'd have tornadoes hit,
yeah,
and we had no idea one had. All we knew was, oh, we looked out the window and it's bad weather, so let's go downstairs. Now you can alert people and be so fast about it and get them the opportunity to do something as well.
Yeah, it has really become, you know, very live, really, just because it's like you said, you know, just even a few years ago, you could have a tornado touch down a field and we'd be looking at it on radar and there's nobody around. And so we're like, well, there could be one there. We don't know. But now anymore, just with smartphones and social media, like a couple of weeks ago, one of my friends I went to college with was chasing down in Texas and sending me, you know, real-time videos of him, you know, chasing twin tornadoes down around Dexton, Texas, I think it was. So the advent of social media and smartphones and just technology in general has made it a lot easier for us to alert people and do that in a very timely fashion. But then you also get the trolls too that really like to rag on you,
right? And you know, the other thing is, it seems like a vast majority of the world actually believes that meteorologists control the weather.
I like to say a lot.
Wait
of
Wait
the
a
time,
minute, they don't.
No, we don't have any buttons or anything back there in the weather center. One of my
not
favorite,
behind the green curtain or anything.
No. That's where we keep all the booze for whenever weather gets really bad out there. Yeah.
Good idea. I like that.
Now, one of my favorite phrases to say to somebody is, "I don't make the soup. I just tell you what's in it." That's about it.
That's a good way of putting it. I hadn't heard that, but I like it a lot. You know, with the advent then of social media websites, you know, because you've got, although you know, a lot of people make fun of Dakota New Snow. Dakota News Now?
I don't think I ever heard
of
that.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
Yes.
No.
Dakota New Snow.
Oh.
And, you know, so then the people in Florida are going, oh, those poor people. It's April and they've still got snow?
Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes
yes,
it be like that.
That's true. But you've got DakotaNewsNow.com, and then you also have the app. So when it comes to your writing, when you've put together a story, Vanessa, it used to be you probably just would have, you know, put together the story, given it to the teleprompter, you read the story, watch the videos, you know, have the cues right and so forth. But now you've got to put more into it, correct? Because, you know, you've got to basically put into words what's on the video.
Exactly. And there's a digital aspect to your daily life as a journalist, as well as the newscast aspect. And it's almost the scales are almost tipping where the digital is becoming more popular than the actual newscast itself. So you have to have that mentality of, okay, what is something different that I'm going to bring to the newscast that I haven't already said on digital? Because by the time the newscast rolls around, unless it's breaking news during the newscast, people already know the headline, most likely. Mm-hmm. So who's the person that I'm going to bring, or the different element, or vice versa? If you haven't announced it on social media yet, then, or on the website yet, then what's the new element you're going to bring after the newscast to the digital space that's going to engage viewers or people on their phones? So it's causing more work for the journalists, but it's just a different way of thinking. And I mean, you have to roll with the punches. You have to keep evolving, or else you're going to be left behind in the dust. But yeah, definitely, you have to, your days become a little bit longer. Since I'm anchoring now, I'm more just, I throw articles on that are general news. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this morning talking about different things that are happening in Watertown that happened over the weekend. I just popped those on. But as a reporter, on a daily basis, you have to put up your own article after your shift is done, or if it's in the middle of the day, try to get it on during the middle of the day. So it adds to your workload. And already journalists are having to do, reporters on a daily basis are having to, what's called one-man bandit. So they do everything, the writing, editing, shooting of their story, and then go on TV, present their story, and then afterwards put their article online, or like I said, during the day if it's more important news. So you have to think of everything.
Yeah, and so that's added to the workload. Let's talk about the work time for the two of you. What time do you get in the morning?
I know I usually try to be there by about 2:45.
Okay.
Just because I know that we have a hit that we have to record that airs during the 3 o'clock hour, and I don't want to do those live, so I have to have something recorded before 3 o'clock. So I tried again at 2:45, and I admittedly slept in way too late this morning.
Sometimes that happens.
It really does.
And I'm in just about 15 minutes after, by 3 a.m.
So both of you are there by 3, basically.
Yeah.
And then when's the end of the day for you?
Usually around 11 or noon. It just kind of depends on what's going on for the day, if there's severe weather going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a little different than I am, because if there's no severe weather going on, then it's a very quiet day, and I can be out the door by 11 o'clock if need be. And so, and I usually try to take advantage of that, too. So if it's a quiet weather day, I'm out of there by 10:45 or 11 o'clock. But if there's potential for severe weather, I'm going to make sure that I stay later, especially if it's going to be happening, or if it's going to looks like it's going to be later in the day, I'm going to try to do what I can to try to help the Phil and Tyler in the afternoons and evenings, so that way it kind of lightens their workload a little bit.
Yeah, because you talk about the digital space, and even though our show ends at 7 a.m., we're still doing things for Good Morning America and the Today Show from 7 to about 10. But then social media, so many people are on their phones after 7 a.m. So what are we doing to update people on social media or on our website, whether that's in the news world or in the weather space? And you're doing Facebook Live videos all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do at least one Facebook Live at like 9 o'clock every morning, just even if it's quiet out there, just because, you know, maybe someone's not awake, you know, in between 5 and 7. And I don't blame them at all for not being awake. But, you know, just make sure that they know, hey, here's what's going on with the day. You're updating Alexa, too. So that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa. And we work with the results radio stations, and we do radio updates for them. So if you're not doing something, then most likely you're doing something wrong, because there's always something to do.
You're always like eating while you're working. You're working while you're eating. And then I sit there and like try to make sure I take like 15 minutes to just get a bag of chips out of the vending machine and eat that for breakfast.
Well, I know from watching the two of you that we do have one coffee drinker here.
Yes. But I cannot survive without it.
I hear you.
I don't. Aaron's the weird one in this.
You're the Mountain Dew guy, right?
Oh, Diet Dew. I did not stop and buy one this morning, but I usually like to buy one 51-ounce Diet Dew on my way into work.
A 51.
You gotta go with the big gulp, man.
Go big or go home.
Exactly. That means more caffeine, and I'll stay awake a little longer.
And coming from California, I have never met so many people in the Midwest who drink pop. I call it soda, drink soda in the mornings instead of coffee.
Yeah, it's
that
surprising.
Is not a thing in California.
Yeah. Really? Because I was going to say, but like growing up, we would just go get breakfast at McDonald's and sit there, and they would be like, you want orange juice? And I'm just like, no, give me a large Diet Coke. What you talking about?
It's not normal.
And Thor's a Diet Coke guy, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to convert him, Vanessa, to coffee?
He
saw something about that last week.
He had never had coffee before he started on the morning show, and his first day he tried a cup of coffee black, which that's hard to start on.
That is.
And he started it, and he has one cup every day before the show, and then that's it. He drinks water during the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, so it's been a year and a half now that the three of you have been
not
together?
Quite just about 15 months.
Yeah, okay.
So close to it.
We're headed there. And how's it feel? How's the chemistry feel? Take us back to day one to where you are now.
I really think that with that merger that happened, that us three were like the biggest beneficiaries of it, because I had already worked with Vanessa for, I don't know, how many, about 2-3 years, something like that, probably beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I'd obviously, filled in previously in the evenings and worked with Thor before. So we had all worked together before. We all had good rapport and good chemistry and everything. And it was just really easy just kind of like sliding in and just, all merging together and just putting together the show. I think it was easiest for us three.
Yeah, I think the biggest transition was probably for Thor, because he had never worked the morning shift before, and he was such a night side guy. I mean, he had worked night side for 20 years before switching.
Uh-huh.
So for him, I think it was probably the biggest transition, but I had worked with him on nights, so we had already known each other, and it was just, we had great chemistry, I think, from the beginning. And obviously you have to get someone of your your footing and different things like that. But overall, I think things went really well. It was very exciting in the beginning, which I think is awesome, but that's kind of died down a little bit, and I blame the pandemic because we merged in the middle of January, and then the pandemic hit the middle of March. And so at that point, it wasn't about, okay, let's try to continue to work on our chemistry, get together, because as the morning show people, you know, you're all in it together in the mornings at 3 a.m. Suffering together. So, you know, you might go out after work and have a drink at noon because you can. You're all on that same schedule. But we never had that because of the pandemic, because we were just kind of thrown into this crazy world with everyone else. And I think now that we're kind of getting back to a sense of normalcy, it'll be good again to get back to us all three being together, sitting at the desk together.
I was gonna say it was really nice to have, like, we had that exciting period where it's just like, hey, this is new, everything's different, and we were, you know, starting to think about, like, what can we do to, like, push the envelope, what are we doing. Then very quickly turned to, okay, let's just, you know, reel it back in. Okay, we're gonna have people work from home, and just, and so I'm thinking now with the way things are going, things are going to kind of shift back to kind of what it was, you know, early last year.
Yeah, to how can we push the envelope rather than, okay, how do we just produce a show during a pandemic? Because I worked from home for
quite a bit. Yeah, and Thor did as well. But did you get by without having to broadcast from home?
I got by without having to broadcast from home, and I was honestly kind of cranky about it because I think out of, like, almost everybody at the station, I was, like, I was most prepared to work from home with, like, you know, my computers and my gaming setup and everything. And I'm just like, why am I not working from home? I have microphones. I have a webcam. Just, like, come on. Let me just work from home, please. So that way I can sleep in until 4 and, you know, just put on a suit top and just wear some shorts or something.
And then hope the camera doesn't drop low.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. Now, one of the things that's on the show that's a regular part of it is the morning show question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm not live, so this is recorded, but we're still with the two of you then. You are my audience to answer the Dave Holly Hour question of the day.
I can barely get these on a daily basis.
More than half of all U.S. consumers above the age of what listen to podcasts?
More than half.
I'd say 35.
I was going to go probably more like 25.
Okay. Well, we'll come back later and ask it again. And then, of course, we'll do it just like you guys. We'll mention it a couple of times, and then we'll come back at the end and provide the correct answer on that. But I'm going to turn my phone over so you can't cheat.
This is what we call a tease in the biz.
Exactly. Well, you do it all the time. You know, when that morning show question comes around, because you guys don't write these, do you?
No, our producer does.
The producer does. Mm-hmm. So you're guessing along with everybody else.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, you know, back to the social media, you're bringing up the Facebook page to show what people are asking. What's been the craziest one you've dealt with so far?
Oh, I don't know what...
Every day.
We only
on days it ended Y.
We are scouring those Facebook comments to make sure that there's nothing too vulgar or too, you know, too...
Political.
Insulting. And so if we have a question where you can at least ambiguously insert some sort of sexual innuendo, you best believe that people are doing it. It's just like, okay, well, now we have to go and hide this and hide this and hide this.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't really see any of those answers until they're live.
Oh.
Because our producer, and she's pretty good 99.9% of the time about catching them before they go live. So once in a while, we'll catch something on air, which is never a good thing. But you just take it down real quick off live TV.
We take it down, and then we end up going to commercial shortly after that. And then we just look over. It's like, do you see that?
Let's hide that one. So I don't really recall any particular questions that had anything. But like you said, if there's one with sexual innuendo, someone's going to comment.
Yeah. Well, I used to do improv comedy, and anytime you'd ask for suggestions about what's a strange type of occupation, you knew gynecologist was coming out immediately.
Obviously,
yeah. And it's just, so then we finally got to the point of saying, okay, aside from the obvious ones, what's an unusual occupation? Because people just automatically go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of knew that coming in because, you know, just one of my favorite shows of all time is Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And so whenever they always, you know, get suggestions, it's 98% of the time it's something dirty.
Right. Yep. And so you got to edit those things. But that's always hard to do during a live podcast, which is why I record mine.
Yeah, make it a little easier.
Well, and also, you know, I don't have a lot of rules that I have to follow for the FCC or anything. So that's what makes this so much fun. And we are having fun with Aaron Doudna and Vanessa Gomez from the Dakota News Now Morning Show. And we'll be back to have more fun with them in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Welcome back. We continue our fun time with a couple of great people from the we'll go with KSFY/KDLT. Remember, a year and a half ago, they kind of merged. So they came up with this great idea, first of all, to expand news in the Sioux Empire, not just having morning shows, but having more evening time and different times. So no matter what time you get off work, you really don't have an excuse anymore to not catch the news. But it's Vanessa Gomez and Aaron Doudna. And Aaron is the meteorologist, so he's the one that gets a lot of flack when he's out and about. Vanessa is one of the anchors. And what about you? You know, what type of reaction do you get when you're
in a... I get a lot of hugs.
A lot of hugs. Okay.
Which I don't mind.
Must be nice.
It's awesome. I was going to say, I don't really get a lot of people who are hating on me or anything. Or if they are, they're hating on me from afar. They don't let me know. Only over social media.
Man, that must be nice. It seems like every time I go to the gas station, and you know, I know these guys are just joking
to get
around
that big 51-ounce.
The 51-ounce, and sometimes a couple breakfast burritos too, man. But I know a couple of the regulars there. They're just they always like to razz. You know, it's kind of like what we said earlier. It's just kind of like, oh, it must be nice to be right wrong 80% of the time and still get paid. And I'm just like, I think you've never been wrong at work. Or, you know, like March Madness comes around. You know, I heard one of them saying, oh, my bracket's terrible. I'm just like, yeah, it's really hard predicting the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that, John?
Honestly, it's people wanting me to send a message to you or Thor.
Is it really?
Can you tell Aaron we need more rain? Or can you tell Thor I liked that jacket he was wearing the other day, or something like that?
Speaking of dress and so forth, that brings up something I wanted to ask. Do you get a lot of comments about how you're dressed, certain things you say and so forth? Because I know, I can't remember her name, but she was the female morning anchor.
Cammie.
No, I know Cammie.
Okay.
But long before, on 911, she had an elderly lady call up. I mean, the world is falling apart for Americans at this point.
Oh, gosh.
And there was a lady that called up to tell her she had on the wrong color scarf.
Well.
Yeah. That changes the perspective of things greatly, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, we've got the most serious story we've had in probably a century, and somebody calls up to complain about that. So what are the weird things that you get besides requests to tell something to Thor or Aaron?
Honestly, it is like those moments that you're on TV and someone is messaging you about what you're wearing and you're like, okay, there's a ton of breaking news going on right now and that's what you're concerned about. Can we just focus on what we're saying here rather than what we're wearing? I get sometimes it can be distracting, but if there's only one person commenting, then most likely it's not distracting a whole bunch of people. But overall, my goodness, I need to bring up my social media messages because I'm sure I have quite a few there.
I was going to say, I don't envy you in the slightest when it comes to this topic, just because I've seen social media posts from other meteorologists, other reporters, other anchors about just people just bashing them about what they're wearing or how they're wearing it or their hair or something like that. And, you know, you have to go through, you have so many, dresses and outfits and everything like that. And, I have X number of suits and ties, and I just mix and match. Right. So I can get away with that.
I would say one thing that people message us about constantly is if we don't answer our question of the day on Facebook.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
People love
boy,
the
that's
question.
A big thing. Okay. Yes. Which reminds me then, we need to get back to the Dave Holly Hour question of the day. More than half of all U.S. consumers above the age of what listen to podcasts? Your earlier answers were incorrect.
Oh. So now we got to think. So it's not 25 or 35. So.
Nope.
So nearly half. Okay. Then I would go 45.
45.
You're going to go 45. I was going to say, I was wanting to lean younger just because I think younger people are going to be listening more to podcasts. But
I think that's more then. So oh, yeah, 50%. Maybe it's 70% or 80%.
True. So let's go an oddball answer. Let's go 42.
42.
It's the answer to everything. It is.
That's what for me, it's 37.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because, it's the last number where you've got three and, two odd numbers doubled. First.
Okay.
It's one of those. It's a magical and mystical number because 3 and 7 supposedly are two. So that's my answer, 37. Hey, let's do 37% on this and we'll be fine. If only that worked, in other things in life. Talk about the people getting on you for being wrong half the time, up to 80% of the time. What if we're only 37% of the time that you were wrong and they still were bragging?
I'm sure I could be wrong just one. Like if we looked at it in the span of a whole year, I bet I could get the weather right every day and then, be off on the temperature, one day in April by 2 degrees. It's like, you were wrong. And then every other day, it's just like, it's not like, hey, good job on being right. It's just, you were off by a degree. It was, yes. It was 87 yesterday when you said it was going to be 88. It's like, get over it, please.
All right. So Vanessa, what's the most fun story that you've ever worked on?
Oh, any of the PBR stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's right, because you're like the bull riding champion, the mechanical bull riding champ, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I still have not seen this belt you'd say you have.
Oh, my goodness. I have two of them at home.
Yeah, she's a two-time winner. I saw her in one competition.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yes, I would say those are always the most fun. Anywhere where I can be out and about and just mingling with people, trying something new. I love the cooking segments, too. Monday Munchies were always my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking those.
Anytime I can eat and do it and get paid, okay.
True.
Shows now that we're kind of coming out the other side of the pandemic, I'm hoping that we're going to start this back up again, but like shows where we get to go out live and be somewhere like at the Sioux Empire Fair or something like that, those are always just a blast and a half. It's crazy and it's hectic because you have so many moving parts, but it's just so much fun.
And I think I say PBR because one of my first live shots as the morning reporter was PBR at the Premier Center. And I don't think they do this anymore because of what happened, but I got on a bowl like in the shoot. It was
on
one of the
live.
Things on a live bowl. And it was something that they offered for the reporters to do at that time, just to, sit on the bowl, interview a bowl rider or whoever was representing PBR that morning. And I got on the bowl and the bowl rider, we were just having fun. And I was very nervous, obviously, mm-hmm. because those animals are very strong and heavy and they can do a lot of damage. And so he was walking me through everything. Okay, now it's just relax and okay, now pet him. And I go, okay, and pet him. And I went down to pet the bull and the bull bucked. And so I flew up a little bit in the chute, thankfully. So, I didn't get bucked off, but I flew off his back a little bit and it scared me to death. And this is all on live TV. And so I would say that's just one of my most memorable live shots because it was one of the first ones that I did since I started here in Sioux Falls. And I thought to myself, what the heck am I doing?
They'll still let you get on those bowls, FY.
Do they?
Yeah, because I was doing a live shot out there pre-merger 2 years ago. And and I was just like, can I sit on the bowl? And there's like, if you want to. And I was just like, dude, yeah, I want to sit on the bowl.
Did you pet it, though?
No, I didn't pet it, which is probably why I didn't get bucked.
We learned
Vanessa's advice in life, don't pet the bull.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're on the bull and he's calm, do not pet him. Don't antagonize him, Vanessa. Jeez.
I don't know. I got the mean one, I guess.
So how about for you, Aaron? What's been your most fun moment? I know you mentioned you like the live shots where you're out at the fair, things like that. But what's been the one that you will always have in your mind?
Oh gosh, it would have to be, oh gosh, how many years ago? Probably at least like 5 years ago, I want to say. It was when we were the first day that we were under new corporate ownership. So I think that was before you had started there. So yeah. This was like pre-Vanessa times where Sean Cable and I convinced the management team to let us actually go out storm chasing on a severe, on a high risk, severe weather day. And so we were just after like noon, we took a station car and we were just driving all over, just doing live shots and getting video of severe thunderstorms. And we're just like, can we please get a tornado out in this field? So that way it's not just, you know, two idiots standing out in the rain. And then whenever we tried to get like, tried to work our way back to Sioux Falls, we got stranded in a flash flood on I-29. And so then we're, you know, doing live shots from the middle of the interstate while there's water creeping up all around us. And we didn't get back to Sioux Falls until like 4 o'clock the next morning. And we got there just in time to, you know, start the morning show at 5 a.m.
And what time was the meeting with the general manager after that?
I had to have a meeting with our news director, just be like, I was on the clock for 36 hours. Is corporate going to pay me for that? Or are they going to tell me, you know, to like shove off or something like that? He's like, don't worry, I'll talk to everybody for you. I was like, cool, I'm going home, I'm going to bed. That was fun. That was a fun day, though.
Yeah, I would say, too, some of my most memorable live shots are from weather events, just because they are the most fun, but they're also the most exhausting.
Oh, my. Yeah, whenever we send you out in snow coverage and yes. It's just you're standing out in the middle of a blizzard and it's just like, what's it like out there? Well, it's snowing and it's windy. What do you want me to say?
Don't go outside.
Yes, don't go outside. Don't be like me and be outside. Yeah.
All right. So, Aaron, as the morning show meteorologist, then, when these big storms come along, does that mean you get to stay in the studio all nice and safe now and have the other reporters out there?
Typically, if there is something that, you know, I was really, when it comes to snow, I'm probably going to pull that card. Let's be real. But if it's something, you know, like severe weather related, tornado related, something like that, if we have the available help in there, if we're tracking like the storm as it's going on, then yeah, I'm going to be in studio. But if we have like something that's happening like early afternoon and we have like Phil and Austin or Tyler in there too, then yeah, I'm going to be trying to go out and, you know, try to at least by myself be watching the storm out in the field somewhere, trying to get pictures and video for social media and just, you know, updating my, you know, Twitter with radar screenshots and just trying to keep everybody updated like that.
Boy, makes for long days though, doesn't it?
It does, but I obviously really enjoy weather, right? And I love weather, and so it's something that I really like to do. So it makes for a long day. Okay, so what? You know, the other day I was out of the studio by 9 a.m. So it
kind of equals out.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah. That's how I view it. It's just like, yeah, some days I stay late for severe weather coverage, but then other days there's nothing going on and I can leave early. So
yeah, but there are also times for you where you maybe have to go, okay, can't take vacation this time of year or can't do certain things that you may want to outside of work, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have the Olympics coming up, yep. And obviously that's a huge right. event. And so we're not allowed to take any time off during that time, but it's just part of the biz and yeah. You just plan your vacations around it. I mean, I know people have planned weddings around different times of the year where you're technically not allowed to take time off. So you just kind of deal with it.
Or you have to spin it in a particular way in order to get that time off, because I think I have time off during the Olympics. I'm not sure. I'd have to check when my time off is, but I had to really sell that to Kevin.
Yeah. And I think too, it's all situational.
Right.
If you're just taking a day off during the Olympics, just to take a day off, I think it's probably gonna get denied.
Yeah.
But if it's for a family member's wedding or a funeral or
right.
something happens in life that's unexpected, then of course they're gonna work with you yeah. on it.
But not
in
like,
general.
Not like me with my full time job where sometimes I'll just go, I think it's a Dave day.
No.
Time to go out and relax and do nothing and enjoy doing nothing.
There are days where I wake up when the alarm clock goes off and I'm just like, I so wish I could do this, but it would just yep. inconvenience so many other people.
Well, yeah, and I suppose that puts a lot of pressure on both of you to not call in sick.
Oh, yeah, especially with the hours that we work, too. Yeah. Because it's not like you can, I mean, you could call someone at 2 a.m. and wake them up and see if they'll come in, but the likelihood of them answering their phone at that hour is very small.
Yeah, I was going to say, it works a little bit with you and Thor because there's, you know, two of you.
Right.
And so if you know, like Thor is feeling under the weather today, so he didn't come in. So it puts a little more strain, a little more work on your plate, but you can get by with it. But like if I wake up and I'm just like, I don't feel like going into work today and try to call Tyler or Austin at, you know, 2-3 in the morning, then I'm, you know, gonna feel like a, you know, total piece of you know what.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, just suck it up and just go to work.
Well, see, then the rest of the day there's three of them to rotate all that, isn't there, for you?
Yeah.
For, so it feels like we should have a conversation with management about this.
Just can't you have a meeting with him later? Yeah, maybe you could bring that up.
All right. Let's tease it one more time here. The Dave Holly Hour question of the day. More than half of all U.S. consumers above the age of what? Listen to podcasts.
I'm still going with 42.
Still 42?
45.
45, all righty.
Trying to Price is Right rules me? Is that what you're doing?
I said 45
we
first.
Will, yeah, we will come back and give you the answer at the end of the show, just like you guys do. And you have so much fun. I think what I, you know, it's been a big transformation for me from somebody that grew up, you know, you start with a little journalism class first before you move over to electronic media and, you know, the old inverted triangle with the big part at the top, the most important part of the news, and then it trailed down. So then you could edit easily, you know, if especially when you got over into broadcast then. Well, you know, you're running out of your time on your newscast, so better read only half the story. But it still got, you know, the points across. But news has changed so much that sometimes one sentence covers it. You know, you can tease it pretty well, and people go, oh, yeah, that's happening. But for you guys that are, you know, a whole lot younger than me, what's it like for you guys to be entertaining while presenting news? I mean, even if it's a hard news story, obviously, you're still going to be pleasant.
Yeah.
But I think what I've enjoyed so much in watching the group, the three of you come together on this, has been its fun. And, you know, you've got your segments like the Monday Munchies and things like that. But, Aaron, you seem to be the person that makes everybody else have a happy time. Is that nature for you?
I think that's a little nature. I think it also comes with, you know, the freedom, so to say, of mm-hmm. me being the meteorologist. And so, especially on days that it's like quiet, if I can find like an opportunity to, you know, say something to make one of, you know, Vanessa or Thor laugh, or just make them go just like, wait, what are you talking about? What's going on? Then yeah, I'm going to do that. But that's mainly just because that's just how I am naturally, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't necessarily even think about it.
No.
Like when I'm presenting the news or presenting a story, it's just, I just think, you know, this is how I would want to be told the story, or this is how I would want to interact with someone. Mm-hmm. If it's a happy story, then I want to talk to my friends about it. So my friends are the viewers and Aaron and Thor.
I feel so special. I feel so special.
So I don't, it's just second nature, I think. And maybe in the beginning it wasn't, but now that we've been in it for a few years now, then the chemistry too, this past year has really helped us get to know each other mm-hmm. and what we like, what we don't like, what Aaron does on a daily basis, what Thor and I do. Obviously Thor has kids.
Right.
So he'll talk about different things, or we'll go to him like, okay, well, you have kids out of the three of us, so what does this mean?
Yeah.
Or are your kids talking about this?
A lot of it too is us just being us. We're not putting on, you know, like a fake show or anything. You're not talking like this or anything like that. We're just being ourselves, just, you know, hanging out for a couple hours, just talking, and we just so happen to be talking about news and weather, and we're just, you know, just hanging out with each other.
And I always say my goal every day is to make sure that the viewers are informed with what they need to know for the day, but also that they leave their house with a smile on their face. So hopefully we do that every day. And, you know, I mean, some days are going to be better than others just because some days the news, darker than other days, but other days we're allowed to have a lot more fun.
Yeah, especially like the days where we get to show like cute animals at the zoo and, you know, like penguins touring like an aquarium or something like that. And those are the days that we really enjoy.
Or Monday Munchies.
Especially when Scott brings back food.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when it comes to leaving the house happy, I've been working from home for over a year now. So my commute is about 15 feet. But I still go in with a smile thanks to the both of you.
Good.
Well, thank you. It's a good thing. Okay. So out of everybody on the set, who is most likely to completely lose it giggling on something serious?
I think that's me.
It is definitely me.
Like this, so like it wasn't even the series, but this morning Scott was, you know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's the smallest things too. I'm like, okay, it's funny, Aaron, but we got to get to work.
It just got to me. Like Scott had like some nacho cheese on like the end of his corn dog, and then like went all over his shirt and his pants and his shoe, and it's still funny. I don't know why, but I just like lost it, and I was just like, you know, then I don't know.
Well, and I think sometimes our control room, they don't show all of us in the shot right at once. So we're kind of looking like, Aaron, what is happening? Get it together. But the viewers can't see that immediately. So it causes a lot of fun behind the scenes too.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially like if I'm not like in a story and I'm just like off in my corner, off in my own little world, you know, then you'll be talking about something and then something that I saw on the internet or in a stupid YouTube video pops into my head that, you know, I watched like 3 years ago, and then I just start laughing again for no reason whatsoever. That's the bad side about like spending all the time on the internet that I do, is that I have seen so many things and so many memes in my head, and sometimes one of them just surfaces. I just lose whenever the gopher in Caddyshack pops up and starts dancing.
Right.
It's funny every time. Yeah. It is.
So
and now you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, I've never seen Caddyshack. Oh. I know.
When it comes to Vanessa, you get used to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a movie buff.
Really?
They've learned that.
Okay.
No.
Well, we're going to come around in just a little bit to what types of entertainment you like and so forth. But I have a huge, huge, huge important question for you, Aaron. Whose hair stands up better in a storm, yours or Jay Trobeck from Kello?
I don't even know if his moves.
Yeah, I'm worried about that too.
I don't know. Yeah, so I'm going to go with mine. I'm going to be selfish and go with mine. I honestly don't know if Jay's hair moves. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a hat that he puts on his head every day. I have no idea, though.
I thought it was a helmet, really.
Yeah. Something. No offense to Jay. Jay's a very nice guy.
He's a great guy.
He just got rag on him a little bit.
Yeah, so it's fun. All right, so you're voting on you then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now let's talk more about arts and entertainment. So, Vanessa, you admit you're not a movie buff.
No.
What do you like in the arts and entertainment?
Oh, my goodness. I love music. All types of music. I love karaoke.
Yes! Saturday, Crazy Frank. Out at the Red Rock in Rowena.
Oh.
8 p.m. We're there every second Saturday of the month.
See, and our bar in town is The Rush.
Oh,
and they have
The Rush.
Karaoke every weekend as well.
Yep. Been to The Rush a few times.
Yes.
Like that.
And I love the music scene. I love going to live music. Like you talk about Sioux Falls, they are amazing with live music, with the Levitt and downtown block parties and just music in general in the downtown area. It's been awesome. If you want to listen to live music, pre-pandemic and kind of getting back to that normalcy, you can find live music.
Oh, no doubt. And especially, you know, summertime, Jason, who is one of the owners here at Wood Grain Brewery, we ran into him down at another brewery one night, and we were talking about how over the past decade, things have exploded downtown and what a place it's become and a destination. And he says, you know, you could walk from here, you know, which is right across the Levitt, up to about where, Blarney Stone is. And he said, if you were doing that on a weekend night in downtown Sioux Falls, you could have dinner, you could have dessert, you could have brews, and probably run into 20 musicians along the way.
Yeah.
And it's just so great to see that. So that's been a big part of what's been taking place, you know, and then of course, you know, we got Sculpture Walk to go past. State Theater's now reopened. It's a great place, no doubt about that. All right, so music, live music, and karaoke, and so forth. What about other hobbies?
Oh, hobbies. I'm a big like fitness enthusiast. I love getting outside, running, walking, anything outdoors, riding on the bike trail. Mm-hmm. I used to live right by the bike trail and I was on it a lot more often, but I love any of that. I do love the arts too, with the sculpture walk, and anytime I can get outside when it's warm enough. That is a big asterisk when it's warm enough. Yeah. I will take full advantage.
You said as you looked at the meteorologist.
Yeah, I got a side eye there.
Because he says that he hates when people think that he can control the weather. I always joke that he can control the weather.
I allow Vanessa to do that, yeah.
All right, Aaron. I know that you're a big gamer.
Yeah.
And then also a big bowler, correct?
I'm a very avid bowler. During the fall season, I'm usually shooting in at least two leagues during the week. During the summer, I'm going to be shooting in another one. Headed out to Vegas later this summer for the national tournament out in Vegas. So, safe to say that I like bowling a little bit.
Yeah. What's your average?
I think at the end of this season, it was right around 213 to 215, something like that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good for you. So besides that, then, what about entertainment? What do you like?
Music is also a big one. My first 2 years of college, my first college I went to, I was on a fine arts scholarship. And so that was for a concert and jazz band. And so I always like getting out and, you know, just catching some music concerts whenever I can fit them into my sleep/work schedule. Anytime that I see some jazz related band, like there's some playing at the Levitt this summer, mm-hmm. I'm going to go check those out. Jazz Fest. We're not having Jazz Fest this year, but whenever that comes back, I'm going to be at Jazz Fest. And so I really like concerts, and especially local jazz talent too.
Oh yeah, we have plenty.
Oh, there's so many talented musicians here. Sometimes you can just go down to, you know, like a brewery or a bar and, you know, catch some live music there. And then I just end up sitting there just, you know, spending way more time than I had planned on just kind of just like critiquing, just be like, oh, that was a nice run. Oh, that was a great trill over there. And just, you know, just kind of like inner monologuing, critiquing them in a way. But other than that, you know, big movie buff. I love just watching movies. Sometimes whenever I'm sitting there gaming, I'll just have a movie or something else just going on another monitor just as background noise. I always enjoy every year whenever Sculpture Walk's going on, going and checking out like the new statues, like the new additions too, just to see like what more talented people than me can do with like their hands and, you know, what's in front of them too. It just always just amazes me.
Yeah. What'd you play in jazz band?
Saxophones of all variety, mostly alto and soprano.
Oh, excellent.
But, you know, if they needed a tenor or a barry and then nobody else was there to do it.
We'll talk jazz in just a moment here.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but off air.
Okay, okay.
You did call it air when it's a podcast, off digital.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, it's time to wrap things up. So let's get to that Dave Holly Hour question of the day. More than half of all U.S. consumers above the age of what listen to podcasts? Final chance.
I'm locked in at 42.
Vanessa?
I'm going 45.
12.
I knew it was younger.
Wow.
I knew it was younger. Why did I let you convince
amazing?
Me?
But then, you know, some of the other fun statistics. Currently, 850,000 active podcasts in the U.S. with over 30 million podcast episodes. This is number 78 for me. 65% of podcast listeners tune in using portable devices such as smartphones and tablets. Nearly 3 out of every 4 podcast listeners in the U.S. say they tune in to learn new things. 32% of Americans listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. 90% of podcast listeners listen to podcasts from the comfort of their own home. More than half are at least somewhat more likely to consider buying from a brand after hearing its advertisement on a podcast. And let's see, what's another fun one here? Oh, 82.4% of podcast listeners spend more than 7 hours a week listening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, podcasts are really coming into mainstream media.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I started this one because I get to get introduced to wonderful people, and it's such a joy for me. And a joy to watch the two of you, along with Thor, on the morning show. The KDLT-KSFY combination of Dakota News Now. And you can catch them from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Well, I start about 5:55 or thereabouts. So
I
get
blame
that,
you.
Yeah, I don't
blame
I get that full extra hour. But thank you both so much for being on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for
having
us. This was awesome.
All right.
It was a lot of fun.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again for your listenership, for your likes, your shares, everything else you do, and the comments that we get on the Dave Holly Hour via DaveHollyHour.com. Also, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there on social media. And if you are, look us up if you haven't done so far. But certainly appreciate that you do for me. The numbers continue to grow. I continue to be impressed and more so thankful that you let me know that I am at least bringing you some good entertainment value via the people that do the entertaining in the greater Sioux Empire. Also, thank you again to Vanessa Gomez and Aaron Doudna from the morning team of Dakota News Now. It was such an absolute pleasure to speak with them. Also, thank you to the good friends at 9th and Phillips on that first floor lobby. You know, we've got Woodgrain Brewery. There's Frontier Bank and Agua Fresh. Always so thankful to have a great place to have these conversations with our fine folk in the entertainment world, the media world, and so forth. So thank you all once again. Semi-busy weekend, not like the past few where it's been boom, 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 boom. I will be, as in, you know, that ruggedly handsome trivia host, hosting trivia at the Sky Lounge and Tea Friday night. It's a spring theme. And then Saturday night, we're just going out and having fun at the Red Rock. Crazy Frank will have Crazy Frank karaoke there once again. If you're thinking of singing along, come out and do so. Would love to have you. In the meantime, just remember, my name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional link section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.